إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له فأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that he has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. This evening, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our 18th session and final session for this book, inshallah, which is known as Al-Wasiyya, Al-Sughra, the concise legacy or advice. From Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, Taqiyuddin Abu al-Abbas, Ahmed Ibn Abdul Halim, Ibn Abdul Salam, Rahimahullah. Tonight, the topic that we are going to cover tonight is the end of the final issue of the four issues that were presented to Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, and the final issue being, yani, what books can be relied upon, should a person who is seeking knowledge rely upon in Hadith specifically and other Islamic sciences in general. And in the previous two sessions, we talked about this topic, or at least introductory statements from Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and some principles or advices, any important advices that he gave for the person seeking knowledge before he actually mentioned any books. So tonight, inshallah, we're going to close this book with this final point that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah makes related to the final request. And before we do so, though, and it's a very important topic this evening. The topic in general is important, but tonight, what we're going to cover, inshallah, hopefully will be of benefit to every one of us. And, of course, the benefit is if we understand what we have read or heard, and if we then act upon it. And the benefit is in acting upon it. Naam. So, just to cover quickly, some of the topics that we dealt with last week from question and study guide number 17, the first question being mentioned, the three possible classifications of knowledge outside of the knowledge derived from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, let's start with Mustafa, our elder.
Number one, knowledge that has no benefit.
Okay. Knowledge that has no benefit. Okay. Somebody else. What's your name, Akhi?
Shweib.
Shweib, now.
So, first you have to say it's called knowledge, but it has no benefit or it's harmful.
Okay. It's called knowledge, but it has no benefit or it's harmful. Now.
Second is, it's knowledge and it's beneficial.
Okay. It's knowledge and that is beneficial.
And it is like, it's not even knowledge. That is, it's not even knowledge.
It's knowledge and it's beneficial. Oh, the third is that which is not even knowledge, though it's called knowledge. Okay, Taib. Taib. Anybody want to add something to that? And he mentioned three. Taib. Now.
It should be knowledge. It is not knowledge, even if it may be called knowledge.
Okay, one of those categories, he said, that which is not knowledge, though the people call it knowledge. And there's another one that is knowledge, the expression knowledge is applied to it, but it's not beneficial, or it may be harmful. Now. Naam, he said the third category is that which might be beneficial knowledge, but there's no doubt that there is in that which is inherited from the Prophet ﷺ, that which makes us free of need of that.
Right.
We have no need for it, because what we have from the Prophet ﷺ suffice us. That which is مِثْلَهُ وَخَيْرٌ مِنْهُ, yani it is like it in the sense that it serves that need that we're looking for from that knowledge. However, it's better than that. Yeah, it's مِثْلَهُ وَخَيْرٌ مِنْهُ, and better than it. Naam. And of course, yani this question is in reference to what? I mean, this explanation is in reference to the question of the questioner who asks, which books should one rely upon in seeking knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And from that which he yani mentioned in yani before getting to the mention of books, he said this, that knowledge yani the Shaykh is in the explanation saying that knowledge is of different types in terms of that which we are looking for understanding of Islam and our way of life. Question number two, give examples mentioned by the Shari'ah, yani the one who is explaining the book, that is Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad, Hafidhahumullah. Yani, give examples mentioned by the Shari'ah from the above mentioned three classifications of knowledge. Yani, from that which is knowledge but yani is not beneficial. Naam, Abu Bakr. Like sihr. Sihr. It is knowledge, it is something that is learned, but it is not beneficial. Rather, not only is it not beneficial, it is? It's harmful. Naam. Okay, from that which is called knowledge, but is not knowledge. It's called knowledge, but it's not really knowledge. Adam. Ilm al-Kalam. Tayyib. What do we mean by Ilm al-Kalam? Abu Jamil.
Philosophy.
Like philosophy. Or?
Theological
rhetoric. Meaning, yani speech, specifically related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His that and His sifat, that's not based in the textual proofs from the Quran and Sunnah. Rather, it is from the intellect and the rationale of the people that they have made up themselves to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third type, which might be called knowledge, and it is also beneficial, but yani that which is with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes us free of need of it. Shu'aib.
So it's like anything which today, like someone says about manners or choices.
Naam. Some people looking for knowledge in what the non-Muslims or other people have written about good manners and etiquettes and things like this that might contain some benefit and might contain some wisdom, but however, what is with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes us free of need of this kind of knowledge. Third question, mention the statement transmitted by the Shari'ah, the explainer of the book from the Salaf in dispraise of Ilm al-Kalam. Naam, Ibrahim. Al-ilm bil-kalam jahlun. Naam. Wal-jahl bil-kalam ilm. What does this mean? Ya Adam. Yani being ignorant of this ilm al-kalam, being ignorant of it, that's knowledge. Uh-huh.
And having knowledge of this thing.
And having knowledge of it is ignorance. Because what? Because this stuff is really ignorance. It's jahalat. It's really ignorance. So whoever knows it, then they're ignorant. And whoever doesn't know it, that's a sign that they have knowledge. Yani the knowledge which what? Which repels them. Which protects them from busying themselves with this kalam batil. Number four, discuss the second advice. Yani the second meaning, the first advice was from previous lecture that we had from the first lecture on this topic. And the first advice that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah gave in this subject here, the first advice was what? أن يستعين بالله في التلقي العلم الموروث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That person must seek help from Allah. Seek help from Allah in gathering or collecting knowledge that has been inherited from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the second advice that we mentioned last week, offered by the author for the Talib al-Ilm concerning Fahm Maqasid al-Rasul. Yani what was the second advice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah? Naam, Mustafa, you want to raise your hand?
Sure. If you're not sure about the knowledge,
Before that one. Naam, we'll come to it, inshallah. Adam. Before that. Naam. Naam, naam. Wal takun himmatahu wa azimatahu wa raghbatahu fahm maqasid ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi amrihi wa nahyihi wa sa'ir kalamihi, meaning akhbar, al-akhbar. Naam. Yani meaning that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said that the greatest concern of the student of knowledge should be to understand fahm, the maqasid of the Rasul. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intend intend by the knowledge that we received from him? What did he intend? When you read a hadith, what was the intent? What is the maqsood? What is the murad of this kalam? And understanding the intent behind it. Because some people, they read something and they don't understand the intent and they give it some other meaning other than what is intended. And they read the Quran and they explain it with other than what was intended by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they read a hadith and they explain it with other than what was intended. So he said, فَلْتَقُمْ حَمَّتُهُ. حَمَّتُهُ mean, يعني his greatest intent. يعني his what? His desire. His, يعني, huh? Concern should be to understand the intent behind, or the murad, or what was intended by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. يعني that we should not be content with just, يعني memorizing a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but rather we have to make sure of the utmost importance. We have to make sure that we understand what is intended by what we have learned or memorized. Question number 5: discuss the du'a of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for those who preserve and transmit knowledge of the sunnah. Naam, Nadir. وأداها كما كما سمعها. نعم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he made this dua for the people who collect and preserve and pass on and convey the sunnah. نظر الله امرأ, يعني may Allah make the person on يوم القيامة their face bright. يعني the person who what? سَمِيَ مَقَالَتِي, who heard one of my sayings or some of my speech, and then that person memorized it. وَوَعَاهَا, and grasped its understanding, proper understanding of it. وَأَدَّاهَا, and then conveyed it to others. كَمَا سَمِيَهَا, just as he heard it, without any change, addition or subtraction. This is a dua from the Prophet ﷺ that we can take today for ourselves if we fit this description. The one who hears something from the Prophet ﷺ, memorize it, protect it, preserve it, understands it, and then conveys it just as it came. This is a dua from the Prophet for everyone who does this. Not just the people in that time. Let us seek this, يعني, dua of our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Question number 6, what is incumbent upon a Muslim once one's heart is assured that he has understood the intended meaning of a hadith? Now, Mustafa, now, has to stick to it. Now, when a person is, their heart is content, اتمأنّ قلبه, يعني that this is, that this speech is, هذا هو مراد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is what he actually intended. They're sure that this is what he has intended. Meaning they heard the hadith, they memorized the hadith, they understood its meaning, and they knew what is its intent. What is the murad of it? Then he must what? Must stick to it. Don't leave it. لا يعدل عنه. Don't go away from it. Don't leave it for anything, for anyone, no matter who it may be. كان من كان. No matter who it may be. Imam, Sheikh, Allama. What they call those people in Iran? Mawla, I don't know, what do they call them? Ayat, whatever. All of this stuff. Ayatollah. Whatever, whoever it may be. Doesn't matter. Whoever it may be. Yani we do not, as the Sheikh, he said in the explanation, as this kind of meaning has been translated from Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, that a person is not right. Once a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ has become clear to a person, yani they understand it, they know what it is, it's not permissible, it's not yani possible for that person to leave that for the speech of anyone else. Question number 7, discuss the third advice offered by the author, yani Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, concerning holding fast to the an asl ma'athur, yani transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anybody remember this? Naam.
That the person should
Musa.
Strive,
naam.
Holding every door from the doors of that which was inherited from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he gave an example before the hadith, because it contains the usul.
Naam.
And try to memorize and understand.
Yani the person should strive, yajtahid, and ya'atasim, to hold fast to, yani that which has an asl ma'athur, yani it means a fundamental fundamental proof or evidence that has been reported to us from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل باب من أبواب العلم. In every يعني topic, in every subject of the subjects of يعني knowledge of Islam, in every subject there should be something that you should strive to hold fast to from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as your foundation. أصل, أصل, a foundation. And everything else يعني has to be in agreement with that. Everything else is built upon that. But you have to have a foundation. Otherwise you just يعني floating out in space. And then he mentioned يعني the importance, يعني the scholars of the past and present stressed the importance of the book of Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, the 40 hadith, because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him tawfiq in collecting in it those kind of hadith, al-jawami'ah, yani those kind of hadith that deal with the kulliyat of the deen, the matters, the general matters of the deen, yani that deal with comprehensive principles in the deen. Yani hadith like what? Da'ma yuribuk. And before that? Huh? Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Naam. And hadith like this, that, yani, give us foundations to stand upon. Memorizing these foundations. Memorizing 40 hadith to start with. Naam. When shall we start? We already started, right? Naam. Tayyib. Number 8, discuss the fourth advice offered by the author in the case where scholars differ in a matter and the correct view is not clear. Naam.
Ask Allah for help.
Yani the person who has came to an issue that the scholars differ about and it's not clear which of them is right, then you should supplicate to Allah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to that which is correct from that which they differ about. Naam. Yani Allah is the one who is the Hadi, the guide. And Allah is the one who possesses all knowledge. And Allah is the one who can grant tawfiq, success to a person, and correctness in their action and in their speech and in everything else. So that the person should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate to him. Question number 9, memorize the supplication reported by Al-Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, from Aisha radiallahu anha, seeking guidance in ikhtilaf. Yani the hadith reported by Al-Imam Muslim from Aisha Abdullah, na'am. عالم الغيب نعم جزاك الله خير. And in the meaning of this supplication that Aisha radiallahu anha, she reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he used to say when he would stand up to pray in the night, that he would open with this supplication. Yani the first part of it is yani acknowledging, recognizing tawassul by the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the special angels. Yani Allahumma Rabba Jibreel wa Mikael wa Israfil. And then he said Fatir as-samawati wal ard, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And then he said what? Alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, the one who knows that which is unseen and that which is seen. And then he said, huh? Anta tahkum bayn ibadika fima kanu fihi yakhtalifun, that you are the one who judge what is right. You are the one who judge between your servants in that which they differ about, to know what is right and what is wrong. And then the Shaykh said, and here comes the request. After all of this preliminary, and he prays in glorification of Allah and acknowledgement of him and seeking nearness to him by these words, he said what? Ihdini lima ikhtulifa fihi min al-haqqi bi-iznik. Yani guide me to that which they differ about. And he guide me to the truth of that which they differ about by your permission, for indeed you are the one who guides whomever you will to a straight path. This is a tremendous dua, and the Shaykh said every one of us should yani make sure that we have a portion of this for ourselves. That is, meaning that a person should supplicate with this supplication, especially in the last third of the night, following the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I say, brothers and sisters, yani subhanallah, it is incumbent upon us to act on these things. Otherwise, what is the benefit if we're not going to do it? Get up in the night and supplicate with this supplication. I say that to myself first and then to each one of you, that we have to act upon these things. Get up in the night, sometimes, if not every night, and pray yani, some rak'ah in the night, tahajjud, even if it's just a couple of rak'ah, and supplicate with this supplication, other supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the final question, memorize the statement of Allah, the Most High, declaring all people to be astray except those whom He has guided. Not in the back. Not in the back. Now, Talib. Ya ibadi.
Ya ibadi.
Kullukum dalun. Nam. Hadaytuhu. فاستحدوني أهدكم. جزاك الله خير. And if you couldn't memorize it in Arabic, memorize it in English at least. But he memorized it in Arabic. And this is better because these are the words of that conveyed to us from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Oh my servants, my worshippers, all of you are dal, astray, except the one whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me, and I will guide you. That's a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And tonight, Allahu musta'an. Imam, inshallah, can we have a few minutes after the adhan, before the iqamah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. This is our final topic. May Allah grant us success in understanding it and acting upon it. The shaykh, he begins, قَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, yani reading from the actual text of the book from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, وأما وصف الكتب المصنف والمصنفين فقد سمي منا في أثناء المذاكرة ما يسره الله سبحانه. يعني as far as the description of books and those who authored those books, the مصنفين, as far as this, the description of books that you are asking about and those who authored them, it has already been heard from me during المذاكرة, يعني in our studies, what Allah has made easy. Yani to already mention. وَمَا فِي الْكُتُبِ, and this is a very important statement, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. وَمَا فِي الْكُتُبِ, this is a person who read books, who memorized books. Subhanallah. Like no one who came after him. وَمَا فِي الْكُتُبِ الْمُصَنَّفَ الْمُبَوَّبَ كِتَابٌ عَنْفَ مِنْ صَحِيْءٍ Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Yani in there, amongst the books, al-musannafa, yani that have been collected. Yani he means here especially the books of hadith that have been collected, musannafa. Wal-mubawwaba, yani he means that they have been arranged according to abwab, chapter headings. Yani Sahih al-Bukhari is arranged what? According to kitab as-salat, for example. And then abwab, subtitles such and such. And then under each of them, yani books that have been collected and arranged. There's no book on this scale of this type that is more beneficial than the Sahih of Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. لكن هو وحده لا يقوم بأصول العلم ولا يقوم بتمام المقصود للمتبحر في أبواب العلم. However, this book, as great as it is, alone is not sufficient to fulfill the needs of the mutabahir, the person who wants to delve deeply into the knowledge, yani thorough studying of Islamic knowledge. This book alone is not sufficient, بِأُصُولِ الْعِلْمِ, for the foundations of knowledge, nor is it sufficient for the tamam al-maqsood, to complete perfectly and completely what is intended, what is desired by a person who wants in-depth, deep, detailed, thorough, penetrating knowledge. إِذْ لَابُدَّ مِنْ مَعْرِفَةَ أَحَدِيثِ أُخْرَى. Why? Because it will become necessary. If a person memorized the whole of Bukhari, and many people have done so, it will still be necessary to have knowledge of other hadith that are not in Bukhari. And likewise, a person will be in need of kalam ahlul fiqh wa ahlul ilm. Yani to know the speech and the sayings and the views of the people of fiqh and ilm. Yani the scholars. في أمور التي يختص بعلمها بعض العلماء. Yani in those specialized fields that some scholars specialized in. Some scholars specialized in certain fields. And that means the in-depth knowledge that they came with. You also are in need of this. وَقَدْ عَوْعَبَتَ الْأُمَّةِ فِي كُلِّ فَنْ مِنْ فُنُونَ الْعِلْمِ إِعَابًا. And indeed the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have fully embraced and grasped and encompassed, yani, in every fen, yani, in every field of knowledge, whether it's hadith or fiqh or tafsir or seerah or whatever it is, in every fen, min funoon al-ilm, yani, they have encompassed, it grasped, yani, fully, completely covered, yani, this knowledge, the ummah, yani, within the ummah, yani, from different scholars from different generations. And this knowledge is not contained in one book, not even the Sahih of Bukhari. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah then says, for men, yani, this, that being said, that Sahih Bukhari is the greatest book and the most beneficial book after the Quran, he said, but that being said, yani, there's so much knowledge outside of it that people will still be in need of, he said, so here's the point, right? فَمَنْ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ But whoever Allah puts light in their heart, enlightens their heart, shines light on their heart, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هَدَاهُ بِمَا يَبْلُغُهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ Then Allah will have guided that person by whatever reached him from all of that ocean of knowledge. Yani, even if he only if a little bit of it reached him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him by whatever reached him. Allah will guide him. Who? The one who Allah had placed light in their heart. مَنْ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ هَدَاهُ Allah will guide him بِمَا يَبْلُغُهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ Yani, from that ocean of knowledge. وَمَنْ أَعْمَاهُ لَمْ تَزِدْهُ كَثْرَةُ الْكُتُبِ إِلَّا حِيرَةً وَضَلَالًا And whoever Allah, yani, blinded him, yani, blinded his heart, لَمْ تَزِدْهُ Yani, he would not be increased by a lot of books in anything except confusion and misguidance. Yani, a lot more and more books is not going to help him. The one who Allah blinded him, blinded his heart. And this is, and Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah is giving a proof of this, that it's not how many books you have, how much knowledge you have collected, but rather it's if Allah has given light to a person's heart, He blinded them. And Allah, He doesn't blind a person. He doesn't mislead a person, except that that person deserves it, because they have rejected the truth. And there are many ayats in the Quran that clearly state this point. And it is, the proof of this is as what the Prophet ﷺ said to Ibn Labib al-Ansari, one of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ radiallahu anhu, he said, أَلَيْسَ التَّوْرَاةِ Or as it came in the hadith, the text of the hadith says, هَذِهِ التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ عِنْدَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى Yani the Torah and the Injil, it is with the Jews and the Christians. They have their books. فَمَاذَا تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ But what has it, in what way has it benefited them? It's not the possession, yani the presence of the book, the knowledge. Rather, it is the light that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He guides whomever He wills, and He leads astray whomever He wills from those who deserve to be led astray, because Allah is just and fair, and there is no injustice with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After saying this, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah closes this question with this tremendous dua, فَنَسَأَلُ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ أَيَرْزِقْنَا الْهُدَى وَالسَّدَادِ So we ask Allah to grant us as risk, guidance. What kind of sustenance, provisions? Guidance. الْهُدَى وَالسَّدَادِ Yani correctness in action and in speech, correctness in hitting the mark and being on the point. الْهُدَى وَالسَّدَادِ Guidance and hitting the mark. وَيُلْهِمُنَا رُشْدَنَا And also to inspire us with the rushd, yani that enables a person to act upon the knowledge that has been given to them. وَيَقِيَنَا شَرَّ أَنفُسِنَا And that He protect us, shield us from the evil of our own selves. وَأَن لَا يُزِيغَ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَانَا And that He do not cause our hearts to go astray after He has guided us. And how many people went astray after they have been guided? They entered Islam, they followed the Sunnah, and then they went astray. I heard a man in the masjid the other day, or outside the masjid, I was in the masjid, and he was telling a person how he accepted Islam. And he said, I wore a thobe, and I even grew the sunnah. I guess he means the beard. And then he left Islam and went to the nation of kufr. He's telling a person that, standing outside in front of a masjid, talking loud, talking like that. And Allah caused him to go astray after He guided him. And then he said, what? وَيَهَبَ لَنَا مِن لَدُونْهُ رَحْمَةً And that He grant us the gift from Himself of rahmah, of mercy, innahu huwa al-wahhab. Indeed, He is al-wahhab, the one who gives gifts freely. And he closed saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the praise belongs to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, wa salawatuhu ala ashraf al-mursaleen, and that his salat be upon the most noble and honorable of the messengers. This is the text of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah's answer. And after this, the Shaykh begins to explain, Wallahu musta'an. And he said, then, yani the author, the Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Razak is saying, then he, meaning Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he said, as far as the description of books and the authors of those books, you have already heard from us during our lessons, that which Allah has made easy. That is, in our sittings, our knowledge sittings, majalis al-ilmiyyah, in our knowledge for, in our sittings for gatherings of knowledge, and in our durus, our lessons. He used to mention to the students of knowledge what they needed of books, yani the books that they were in need of. He used to mention to them the books, and he used to mention to them the authors, yani in accordance with the situation, yani that which he, rahimahullah, was trying to establish and that which he was speaking about. So he said, rahimahullah, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, you have already heard from me during our sittings, our gatherings for knowledge, what Allah has already made easy for me to mention. And then he said, وَمَا فِي الْقُتُبَ الْمُصَنَّفَ الْمُبَوَّبَ. And there's no, amongst all the books that have been collected and gathered and have been arranged according to chapters, yani subject matters, there's no book more beneficial than the Sahih of Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Yani in the Shari, the Shaykh Abdul Razak says, the book of Bukhari, yani his book called Kitab al-Sahih, it is as-sah kitabin ba'da kitab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani the most authentic book after the book of Allah, the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most authentic book after the Quran. And this book, yani, as it has already been made clear by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, jama'a bayna as-sihha wa dikkat al-abwab. Yani it has combined within it as-sihha, yani authenticity of the collection of hadith, wa dikkat al-abwab, and the meticulousness of the chapter headings that are in that book. Yani these two great, characteristics of the Sahih of al-Bukhari. Yani he has gathered these two qualities. Number one, the most authentic of hadith, and number two, yani the meticulousness of the chapter headings that he made for the abwab, the sub-chapters, yani in the Sahih of al-Bukhari. Yani the Shaykh, he says, he has combined between the authenticity of the hadith and the meticulousness of the chapter headings and the shumuliha fi jamil abwab al-sharia, yani that he made it cover all of the chapters. All of the topics, I should say, all of the topics that should be covered of knowledge of Islam. Yani whether it is an aqidah, whether it is an ibadah, whether it is in manners, he covered all of it in 97, yani kitab. 97 kitab, yani books. Every book dealing with a subject like the beginning of Revelation, yani iman, knowledge, and ending with sticking to the sunnah and tawheed. Yani and everything in between. He said, shumuliha fi jamil abwab al-sharia. Yani he covered all the topics of the sharia. And for this reason, yani he has specifically stated, yani nassa ala hadha al-ma'na, yani meaning, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is yani specifically stating this when he said there's no book from amongst the musannafa and the mubawwaba, yani more beneficial than Sahih al-Bukhari. فَكَانَ ذَلِكُمْ مِنْهُ. Yani this statement from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah was ta'akid, yani confirmation for this man, the one who requested him the wasiyah, to أَنْ يَعْتَنِيَ بِكِتَاب صَحِيْهِ al-Imam Bukhari. Yani that he was trying to press this man. He was confirming that this is the most beneficial of books, meaning what? So that he would يَعْتَنِي, so he would give care to this book of al-Imam al-Bukhari. And so that we should give care to this book of Al-Imam Bukhari. Don't take this book lightly. When that book was first translated, the first translation of Sahih Bukhari by Dr. Muhsin Khan, the Muslims in that time who upon Sunnah took it as a treasure. As a treasure. Nobody's house could be without it. But not just to collect it, but to read it, to study it, and to understand it. And now we have explanations. At that time there was no explanation. He said, I have already pointed to this in what has been previously, that Abu al-Qasim al-Sibti, the one who asked the questions of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, that he has a book. And he speaks about in it his travels and his journeys in meeting the people of knowledge and what he heard from them in seeking knowledge. And this person was a traveler, a person who went throughout the land seeking knowledge. And he has a book, and its title, it is printed with the title, Barnamij at 2GB. Barnamaj at 2GB. And that's the title of the book of Abul Qasim al-Sibti. And he said in it, and he said about Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and this wasiyah, the answer that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah gave him to this question, he said, from amongst those advices which he advised me with, that is at-Taqi, he called him at-Taqi, al-Fadil, Abu al-Abbas, Ibn Taymiyyah, he said to me that there is no book from amongst the books that have been gathered and collected and that have been divided into chapters and topics, there's no book more beneficial than the Sahih of al-Bukhari. And he mentioned this particular advice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah that he heard from him and that he received from him, and then he said, Sadaqa ibn Taymiyyah. As-Sibti, he said, Sadaqa ibn Taymiyyah, meaning he was truthful in what he said about this book, that there's no book more beneficial than this. From the books that have been collected. Sadaqa ibn Taymiyyah. His saying, Sadaqa, it indicates that this advice had some effect on him, and he took it to heart. Meaning that he gave care to this book, acting upon this advice, and then he saw the effect of this book and the greatness of the benefits that came to him, the magnificence of the benefits that came to him from giving care to this book. He said, Ibn Taymiyyah has told the truth, and then he made the dua, Wallahu yufahimuna ma fihi. May Allah grant us the understanding of what is in that book of Al-Imam Bukhari. وَيُرْشِدُنَا لِلْعَمَلِ بِمُقْتَضَاهُ بِمَنْهِ وَخَرْمِ. And may Allah guide us to act upon what is required by what we found in that book by His favor and His grace. May Allah grant us understanding, and may Allah cause us to enable us to act upon it. He supplicated with these two tremendous supplications, that is, Abu al-Qasim al-Sibti, rahimahullah. May Allah grant us understanding of what is in it, and guide us to act upon what is required of it. And this is, as it has, this meaning has passed by us, the ta'akid of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah concerning qadiyatul fahm, emphasizing the matter, the issue of understanding, and the issue of al-amal, acting upon the knowledge, and also the issue of dua, supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance and help and assistance and tawfiq. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah emphasize the point of dua, that a person should supplicate to Allah asking for that He help you. And this is because no one is able to do any action, no one is able to learn, no one is able to achieve anything except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid him, except that Allah makes it easy for him. And then Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, وَلَكَنَّهُ هُوَ وَحْدَهُ لَا يُكُمْ بِأُصُولِ الْعِلْمِ وَلَا يُكُمْ بِتَمَامِ الْمَقْصُودِ لِلْمُتَبَاهِرِ. However, all that being said about the Sahih al-Bukhari alone, this book alone will not fulfill the foundations of knowledge, nor will it fulfill completely and perfectly what the objective of the person who wants to delve deeply into have complete and comprehensive knowledge of Islam. And the people concerning this are on different levels, maratib and darajat. They are not all equal in this. But the one who wants to go deeply into the knowledge of the Sharia, it will not be sufficient that that person stick only to the Sahih al-Bukhari. Because, why? It is لابد من معرفتي أحاديث أخر. Because a person must have knowledge of other hadith other than what's in Bukhari. And that's because Al-Imam Bukhari rahimahullah لم يقصد استياب. He didn't intend to collect all of the hadith that are Sahih and Thabit from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He did not intend to collect all of the authentic hadith, as he himself said. Rather, he intended to collect only authentic hadith, meaning that whatever he collected had to be authentic, not that he collected every hadith that's authentic, if you understand the difference. And he didn't say, I'm going to collect every hadith that's authentic. Rather, he said, whatever I collect has to be authentic, even though it won't be every hadith that's authentic, but it will be the best of what is available from over 600,000 hadith. It took him 16 years to compile this book. 16 years. On the advice of Ishaq ibn Rahway, rahimahullah, he said that one day they were sitting with Ishaq and he said to them, I wish that somebody would collect a summary of the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, it touched my heart and I started out to do it. And it took him 16 years to compile it. Allah yarhamuhu rahmatan wasiya. Al-Imam al-Bukhari. He said, he didn't, because Al-Imam Bukhari didn't intend to collect every hadith that's authentic and confirmed from the Prophet ﷺ. Therefore, it would be necessary for a person to know about other hadith that are not in Sahih al-Bukhari. And also a person must know the speech of the Ahlul Fiqh and Ahlul Ilm. Yani in those matters, التي يختص بعلمها بعض العلماء. Yani some scholars are specialists in certain fields of knowledge. And you have to also know what they have said. What are their views and what benefits came from them. For indeed you will find a scholar who has excelled in tafsir, and a scholar who has excelled in faraid, inheritance, and a scholar who has excelled in ahkam, and legal rulings, and other than that. So the one who wants to go deeply into the knowledge, yani of the sharia, will need to give inaya, care to the speech of the ahlul fiqh and the ahlul ilm in those affairs which some scholars specialize in. They are specialists in those fields. Then he said, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and the Ummah of Islam has collected and grasped and completely encircled, yani in every field of knowledge, in every science of Islam, they have covered it completely. Yani the scholars throughout the ages and in different lands covered all of it, all of the sciences of Islam and all of this knowledge. He said, yani it's not in one person and it's not in one place, but they have covered it. So you will find in tafsir, Allah has granted success to a person in the field of tafsir. Specialists in tafsir like Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Shanqiti in this era. Specialists in tafsir. Or like in hadith. Specialists in hadith. Sheikh Muhammad Nasruddin al-Albani and so on. Scholars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah collected them all together in the establishment of Jamia al-Islamiyya in Medina. Sheikh bin Baz as the Rais of the Jamia, and Sheikh Al-Albani, and Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Shanqiti, and so many other scholars, all of them in one place, in one time. Yani the people who are the specialists in all the different fields of knowledge. And this is throughout history that we have such a thing, that some of the people, we'll find that they are specialists, Allah has given them success in tafsir, and some of them in fiqh, and some of them in hadith, and some of them in memorizing the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. Every one of them, Allah has made it easy to do that which he has been created to do. This one in his field, and that one in his field, and another one in another field. And every one of them, they should be supplicated for, that Allah give them an increase in tawfiq and sadad, yani in success and hitting the mark. And every one of them, we should benefit from them, each one in his field. And that which Allah has made easy for him, yani from the khair, and that which Allah has laid the way for him, made easy for him, from the different subjects of knowledge and acquaintance with that which is from the Islamic sciences. And he said, the Ummah has covered all of this knowledge in every field. Therefore, yani nobody can have it all, but what? Yani if you can't get all the books and you can't, he said, مَنْ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ. But the one who Allah has enlightened his heart, هَدَاهُ بِمَا يَبْلُغُهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Yani Allah will guide him through whatever reached him of that ocean of knowledge. And and Shaykh Abdul Razak adds, wa in qalla, even if only a little bit of knowledge reached him. He means that some of the people, they have, the knowledge that have reached them is a small amount, a very little amount, or just a few hadith. Lakinnahu, huh? But what? Lakinnahu mustamsiq biha. But he is holding tight to the little knowledge that came to him. Wa mu'attani biha. And he's giving care to what came to him. وَمُحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا. He's guarded and protected and preserving it. فَهْمًا وَعَمَلًا وَتَطْبِيقًا. Yani to understand it, to act upon it, and to apply it in that person's life. Even if a little bit of knowledge came to him, but what? But he holds tight to it. And he gives care to it, and he protects and preserves it. He tries to understand it, to act upon it, and to apply it. فَيَنْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِهَا نَفْعًا عَظِيمًا. And therefore Allah, through that little bit of knowledge that reached him, because of the care that he gives to it, Allah gives him a tremendous benefit from it. Brothers and sisters, please, let's try to remember that we're in the masjid in every situation or circumstance. And except the person who's giving the khutbah, or the person who's leading the prayer, or the person who's doing something that's necessary for them to raise their voice, we should not raise our voices in the masjid. We should not raise our voices in the masjid. Now, even when the salat is over, when the khutbah of Jumu'ah is over, it doesn't mean now, let's go wild. And it's as though we're in the marketplace. I'm not saying that to you specifically, I'm just saying in general, as a reminder to myself first and all of us. When you're in the masjid, be conscious that you're in the masjid. I saw a little boy running around the masjid recently making a lot of noise. Not a little boy, 10, 11, 12 years old. And I said, SubhanAllah, he doesn't know that this is the masjid. But we are grown people. I think we do know. Time is upon us. Allahumma sta'an. Yani, so the author, the Sheikh Abdul Razak says, so, yani, this person, even that Allah, if Allah enlightens his heart, he will guide him by whatever reached him, even if it's a little bit of that ocean of knowledge. Because the person holds fast to it, gives care to it, protects and preserves it, yani, understands it, acts upon it, and applies it, therefore Allah benefits him from that little bit of knowledge with a great benefit. Yani, whoever Allah enlightens their heart, Allah will guide him by whatever of that knowledge reaches him. وَمَنْ أَعْمَاهُ لَمْ تَزِدْهُ كَثْرَةُ الْكُتُبِ إِلَّا حِيرَةً وَالضَّلَالَ. But whoever Allah blinds him, yani blinds his heart, then the plentifulness of books, كَثْرَةُ الْكُتُبِ, will not increase him in anything except confusion and misguidance. And the examples of this are too many. Yani tajid al-kutub indahu. Yani you find that he has books. Kathra. Yani kathira, a lot of books. Wa itla, and he has read a lot. Yani he has read so much. Yani his itla is wasi'. Yani he's read everything. لَكَنَّهُ فِي جَانِبِ التَّقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالْخَوْفِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَالْعَمَلْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُحَافَظَةِ عَلَى فَرَائِدُ الدِّينِ وَالْبُعْدِ عَمَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى تَجِدُهُ فِي هَذَا الْجَانِبِ دَعِيفِ إِلَى عَبْعَدْ حَدْ مُقَصِّ إِلَى عَبْعَدْ حَدْ لَعَنْ جَهَلْ. عنده علم وعنده دراية وعنده معرفة, يعني, but he doesn't act upon it. يعني, Sheikh Abdul Razak says here, this person who has a lot of books and has read everything, but when you look at the aspect of taqwa of Allah and having fear of Allah and acting upon obedience to Allah and protecting and preserving the obligatory duties in the deen and staying far from what Allah has prohibited, you find this person is, from this perspective, weak to the furthest extent. Muqassir, falling short to the furthest extent. Not out of ignorance, because he doesn't know. Rather, he has knowledge, he has understanding, he has acquaintance, but he doesn't act on it. As Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, كَثْرَةُ الْكُتُبِ, yani plentifulness of books will not increase him in anything except confusion and misguidance. And it is as the Prophet ﷺ said to Ibn Labib al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, أَوَلَيْسَتَ التَّوْرَةُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ عِنْدَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَ فَمَاذَا تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ. Yani, أَوَلَيْسَتَ, it came in the narration, يعني in At-Tirmidhi and Shaykh al-Albani said in As-Sahih, he said, هَذِهِ. Instead of أَوَلَيْسَتْ, he said, هَذِهِ التَّوْرَى وَالْإِنْجِيلُ عِنْدَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. يعني this Torah and this Injil is present with the Jews and the Christians. فَمَاذَا تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ. يعني مَاذَا تَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْهُ. But he said, so what benefit did they get from it? Or did it give to them? Then the Shaykh says, يعني here closing, this Risala Mubarakah, and in this blessed, yani essay, risala, writing, short writing of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he said, I was reading it ala al-walid. Meaning what? To the father, his father, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin. He said, I was qara'atuha ala al-walid, hafidhahu Allah, fa'afadani ifadat. And just imagine if our children will say, I was reading to my father, yani my father was teaching me. Huh? Would you like to, yani, your children to grow up and learn from you? Yani, your child could be a scholar, but yet he's learning from you. Sheikh Abdul Razak, he's a scholar. But he's reading to his father to benefit from his father. Because his father is a Rabbani, Alim. Now, he said, I was reading it to my father, and he gave me many benefits. When I reach to this point in the, of this essay, yani, this statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, yani he mentioned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the Torah and the Injil is with the Jews and the Christians. So what did it benefit from them? He said to me, yani my father, hafidhahullah, he said, كَذَلِكُمْ يَدُلُّ عَلَى هَذَا الْمَعْنَى قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He said, and likewise, what indicates the same point is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa taala in Surah al-Jumu'ah, 62nd Surah, 5th Ayat. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يعني يحمل أسفارا يعني the likeness, the parable, the example of those who حمل التوراة, who were given يعني the Torah to يعني to be responsible for it. They took it, they memorized it, they learned it. ثم لم يحملوها, then they didn't act upon it, they didn't implement it. The likeness of those who were like this, the likeness is the likeness of the himar, the donkey, which carries asfaran, yani big loads of books, maybe valuable books on his back. He said their parable, their likeness, their example is like the donkey carrying books. Yani, the meaning that he is pointing, that Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is pointing to here, that he's using the hadith of the Prophet that the Torah and the Injil is with the Jews and the Christians, so what is the benefit from them? That same meaning that he used this hadith to point to, he said, my father also said that the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points to this same meaning. Yani the likeness of those who were given the Torah and then they didn't act upon it is the likeness of the donkey that carries يعني heavy books. حُمِّلَ التَّوْرَاءِ أي حَفِظُوهَا. حُمِّلَ التَّوْرَاءِ, he said, the meaning of it is, they memorized it, they preserved it. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, it means what? لَمْ يَعْمَلُوا بِهَا. They memorized it, but they didn't act upon it. This is a critical point for every single one of us. That we learn some knowledge, we memorize, and then we don't act upon it. This is the likeness يعني that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned concerning the Jews, but it's not limited to them. So their likeness, يعني مثلهم المطابق لحالهم, يعني the parable here is in complete accordance with their real condition. تمام المطابقة, it fits them perfectly. يعني is the likeness of the himar that's carrying asfara. This is what they are like. يعني if you were to put on the back of the donkey the most valuable of books, and the donkey is walking through the street, these valuable books on his back, with these valuable books on his back, هَلْ يَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْهَا, will the donkey benefit from those books he's carrying? This is هَذَا مَثَلٌ لِهَؤُلَاءِ. This is an example of those people. But it is also an example لِكُلِّ مَنْ يَحْمِلْ عِلْمًا, for every person who carries knowledge. لَكِنَّهُ لَا يُبَالِي بِعَمَلْ بِهِ, but he doesn't care about acting upon it. This is also an example for every person who has knowledge and he doesn't care or she doesn't care about acting upon it. This is applicable to every one of us. I mean, meaning that it can be applied to us if that's our description, that we get knowledge and we don't care about acting upon it. Then this will be our description. We're like donkeys carrying books. For this reason, the scholars of the past, they said, مَنْ فَسَدَ مِنْ عُلَمَائِنَا فَفِيهِ شَبَى مِنَ الْيَهُودِ. Whoever became corrupt from our scholars, meaning they had a lot of knowledge, but they were corrupt, they didn't act upon it, then he has the resemblance of the Jews. And that is because they had knowledge, but they didn't act upon it. And for this reason, he said, yani it was Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah narrates this saying of the Prophet ﷺ, of what he said to Ibn Labib al-Nasari, yani wasn't the Torah and the Injil with the Jews and the Christians, but what benefit did it bring to them? Meaning, it didn't, yani, ماذا تغني, what benefit does a person get from books and from itliya, coming to know what's in those books, and qira and hifz and memorizing and reading, if that person لا يعمل ولا يقيم للعمل أي اهتمام. Yani, what benefit does it bring to a person if he doesn't act and he doesn't place any value whatsoever, any care to acting upon that knowledge? So he, yani, neglects the fara'id, the obligatory duties, and he neglects the wajibat, yani, duties that Allah has placed upon us. And he, yani, falls into the muharramat, haram things. Wala yubali. And he doesn't even care. And aren't there people like this? Some of them are, yani, yeah, they are giving the khutbah, they are sitting in front of the people giving speeches and lectures and classes and durus. And they have a lot of knowledge, but they don't care anything about acting upon that knowledge. Wallahu musta'an. May Allah save us from such. If we are seeking knowledge, we have to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah save us from this. This is a very evil, wicked, filthy condition. So what will the books benefit? Yani ماذا تفيده? How will it give him any benefit if this is his description? Then the Shaykh closes, yani the supplication, the Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah closes this, yani tremendous, blessed, yani risala with this supplication. We ask Allah al-Azim to yarzuqna, to grant us, yani to provide us, to sustain us. Yani rizq here, he means what? Al-huda wa sadad. Guidance, right guidance, and sadad, yani correctness in hitting the mark, yani in acting upon it the way it's supposed to be. And we came to know recently, and we didn't read this part of the subject in the last class, but it was mentioned in that topic that we didn't have a chance to finish last week. Yani this dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught to Ali ibn Abi Talib, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim. When Ali radiallahu anhu said, teach me a dua that I can supplicate to Allah with, and the Prophet qala qul, he said to him, qul Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda was-sadad. Yani the Prophet told Ali, say, O Allah, I ask you for al-huda, guidance, and as-sadad, yani correctness, success in hitting the mark. And this dua collects in it all good. And in one of the narrations it says, وَذْكُرْ بِالْهِدَايَةِ هِدَايَةِ الطَّرِيقِ. And the Prophet ﷺ said, when he said, ask for huda and sadad, remember, when you ask for hidayah, remember the hidayah of the tariq, yani the condition of the person who's asking to be guided on a road in the dunya when you're traveling someplace, and you are lost, and you ask somebody to guide, you're going to pay careful attention because you're lost. So remember that as an example. In this world, when you're seeking guidance in your deen to reach Allah, to please Allah, how careful you must be when the person, the guide, gives you correct guidance. You have to stick to it. You have to follow it. Like you lost and you need to follow this exactly. So the Prophet ﷺ gave us this example of the worldly life. He said, remember when you ask for al-huda, remember the hidayat al-tariq, the person who's lost on the road. وَذْكُرْ فِي السَّدَادِ سَدَادِ الْقَوْسِ or as-sahm. Or sahm, as it came in the narration in the hadith. He said, and remember when you ask for sadad, correctness, success in hitting the mark, remember the sadad of the sahm, the arrow. When a person shoots an arrow, and they aim it carefully, and they make sure the arrow is straight, and they try to hit they make every effort to hit the target, yani the thing that they're trying to shoot. He said, this is the same way that we ask for sadad, we ask in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us correctness in sticking to the sunnah and acting upon it exactly, precisely, so that we hit the mark. Remember what hidayah, yani when you ask Allah to guide you, remember the person who asks for hidayah in the road. And when you are in the road, yani you're trying to get to a certain land or a certain area, and you don't know where it is, and you don't know how you will get to that place, then remember, udhkur bil hidayah, hidayat al-tariq. Think about this person who's traveling on the road and how they are in need of guidance, someone to guide them, and how they will follow that guidance exactly if they want to reach their destination. And remember with sadad, remember sadad al-qaws, or it should be sadad al-sahm, the arrow. Yani of trying to hit the mark with the arrow when you're shooting. Yani when you have an arrow with you and you want to shoot it at a target, a ramiya, then remember the sadad of the qaws or the sahm. Yani meaning, and you see basaham ramiyya, yani that the arrow will hit the animal that you are trying to hunt. وَهَذَا يَعْنِي And this means that the person who supplicates with this dua, O Allah, I ask you for huda and sadad, the hadith is in Tirmidhi, Shaykh al-Albani said that it's sahih, he said the person who's asking, supplicating with this dua, O Allah, give me huda and sadad, يُتْبِعُ الدُّعَى They must follow up that dua in words with سلوك طريق الهداية. That then they must follow, they must actually walk on the road with that guidance. يَحْرِسْ عَلَى السَّدَادِ وَالْإِصَابَةِ They must be eager and diligent in trying to, yani, hit the mark. الإصابة, hit the mark, exactly. They must be eager and diligent in hitting the mark, and that means hitting, yani the mark is the sunnah, the hadi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it came in a hadith in Bukhari that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yani inna hadha ad-din wa inna ad-din yusrun, yani the deen is easy and no person will try to yani overcome it except that it will overcome him. Fasaddidu wa qaribu wa abshiru. So try to saddidu, and he tried to hit the mark, waqaribu, and tried to at least, if you didn't hit the mark, get close to it, waabshiru, and accept the good news, yani, of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, indeed, this deen is easy. Don't try to make hardship on yourself. Whoever does so, it will overcome them. But rather, just try to hit the mark, or at least try to get near to it, and accept the good news. Saddidu means, ihrisu ala sadad. Yani, be eager and diligent about hitting the mark. Isabatu sunnah. Yani, getting the sunnah. Knowing what is the sunnah, and living by it exactly, completely, totally, and abandoning everything else for the sunnah. And if you are not able to hit the mark exactly, then at least ihris ala al-muqaraba. Try to get near to it as close as possible. Saddidu wa qaribu wa abshiru. Yani, everyone, this one and that one, meaning the one who hits the mark, sadad, or the one who gets close to it, al-muqaraba, every one of them have a portion of this bishara, yani the good news of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the point here is that, yani, that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah supplicated with this tremendous supplication. Yani, we ask Allah to provide us, yani, with al-huda wa sadad. And the Shaykh says here, and he goes into a somewhat lengthy supplication, and I think we're at the time of the Iqamah. Okay, let me just summarize what remains here. He's saying, may Allah provide us, yarzuqana. This, there's a benefit in this, that rizq is not limited to the sustenance of worldly things, yani wealth and food and drink. But rizq in its wider meaning also includes ar-rizq ad-dini, religious sustenance or provisions, yani, as well as worldly sustenance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ar-razaq. And this rizq that is included in this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the rizq that, yani, takes care of the body, food and drink and the like of it, and it also includes the rizq that fulfills the needs of the ruh, the spirit, meaning iman and knowledge and basira in the deen. It includes both of them. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with huda and sadad, and that He inspire us with rushdana, yani the rushd that enables us, inspires us to act upon this knowledge, and that He protect us from the evil of ourselves, yani that He inspire us with the rushd that enables us, yani, the person to act. He said, because sometimes a person, an issue may become clear to them, the affair is crystal clear to them, but his nafs doesn't rise up to act upon it. You know what's right, but you don't do it. And he also mentions another supplication similar to this. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-thabat fil amra, O Allah, make me firm in the affair, wal azima, and to have resolve, firm resolve and strong will, ala rushd, yani, in acting upon the knowledge. This means that a person, if he has knowledge and he has fiqh and he has insight, then he must act upon that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored him with of knowledge. If Allah has blessed you with knowledge, then you must act upon that which Allah has honored you with of knowledge, which Allah has favored you with of knowledge. And then he said, protect us from the evil of ourselves. And this is because in the human being there is the amara, yani an-nafs al-amara bisu, that commands, yani something within the human being that commands him to do evil. And this came in the khutbah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, khutbah al-hajja, and he said, yani, that's well known to us, in alhamdulillah, he said, na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil of our actions, yani the consequences of our actions. And the evil of ourselves, it is a asl, a foundation that cause, yani the nafs al-amara bisu, cause a person to fall into error. And the result of that error is sayyat al-amal, that a person, yani, begins to do evil deeds and suffer the consequences of their evil deeds. Yani, this is the natija, yani, this is the result of the nafs, yani sharr al-nafs, that the nafs has some evil, it causes a person to do evil deeds. In this supplication, there's the combining between the manba'a, the source of the evil, yani, and the result, yani, what happens as a result of that evil. And this is exactly like the supplication that's narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, yani, the dua that we say in the morning and the evening at the time of going to bed, O Allah, the fatir al-samawati wal-ard, the one who is in awe of the unseen and the seen and the unseen, the one who is the Rabb of everything and the owner of it, I bear witness that there is nothing that deserves to be worshipped except you. A'udhu bika min sharri nafsi wa sharri shaytani wa shirki an aqtarfa ala nafsi suna awjurha muslim. This is a very important supplication, and the Shaykh explains it a little bit, and we close with this. He said that we say this in the morning adhkar, in the evening adhkar, and before going to sleep, that we seek refuge in you, O Allah, from the evil of ourselves and the evil of shaitan and his shirk. And that we bring some evil to ourselves as a result of that, or we bring evil to a Muslim. And he's seeking refuge from the evil of oneself and the evil of shaitan. This is the source of evil. Your nafs al-ammaru bisu and the shaitan. And the shaitan who calls to evil and corruption. And the result of that nafs al-ammaru bisu and the shaitan, is that a person does something which brings evil to themselves or evil to another person, a Muslim. So this seeking refuge in Allah, yani, is from the source of the evil and the result of the evil. Yani, seeking refuge from the source of evil, the nafs al-ammaru bisu and shaitan, and then what that leads to of evil deeds. May Allah inspire us with the rushd, yani, the ability to act upon this knowledge and protect us from the evil of ourselves, and that he not cause our hearts to go astray after he has guided us. Yani, after he has blessed us with guidance, then we ask him and seek refuge in him not to cause us to go astray. And this is what is mentioned in the Quran, in the third surah, 8th ayat, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. O our Rabb, do not cause our hearts to go astray after you have guided us. And give us the gift from yourself of rahmah. Indeed, you are the one who gives gifts freely. And Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah made a supplication at the end of this book that's based on that ayat. He said, O Allah, do not cause our hearts to go astray after you have guided us. And give us the gift from yourself of rahmah. Indeed, you are wahhab. Yani, the wording is a little bit different, the verbs are changed a little bit, but the meaning is exactly the same. He said this dua is taken from this noble ayat in the Quran, 3rd surah, 8th ayat. And then Shaykh al-Islam closes this book with that which he began with, and that is praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salat, yani, upon his noble messenger, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. And when I completed the reading of this book to my father, may Allah protect and preserve him, he said, my father said, وَصِيَّةٌ جَامِيَةٌ عَلَىٰ اِخْتِصَارِهِ. Yani, a comprehensive advice, even though it is extremely brief. And Shaykh Abdul Razak said, وَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ. And it is exactly that. And then the Shaykh closes, and this is our dua for ourselves and for all of us. And he said, we ask Allah Al-Kareem, yani, the one who has honored all of us to be in these sittings, reading this valuable, precious advice from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yanfa'na biha, that he benefit us from it. And this is dua, that he benefit us from it. And that he makes that which we learned as a proof for us, not against us, meaning that we act upon it and not abandon it after we learned it, in which case it will be a proof against us. And that he rectify our affair, the whole of it, all of our affair. And that he do not leave us in the care of ourselves, even for the blinking of an eye. And that he guide us to a straight path. Indeed, he, tabarak wa ta'ala, is sami'u du'a. Yani, the one who hears the du'a. Wa huwa ahlu raja. And he is the one in whom hope should be placed alone. Wa huwa hasbuna. And he is sufficient for us. Wa ni'mal wakeel. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyil Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.